You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
And we are on our last week of It's Not About the Money, where we talk about perspective of God when it comes of the scripture, when it comes to our finances. And it's funny because it's not really about the money. And as we're going through it for the past 3 weeks, makita natin na it's really not about the money that we have. Before I do start, I just want to thank everyone. For the past 2 weeks, we've been asking for your help and support for the Yolanda victims. And for our local church, wala pa akong report ng Metro Manila, no? But our church was able to raise ₱1,000,000 for the past 2 weeks. Palakpakan niyo naman yung just those people who give. Thank you very much for your generosity. What happens is, let me explain. When the money comes in, we actually don't put it in a bank here in San Juan. We get all our finances, yung mga donations po natin. And Victory Philippines has one disaster relief fund. And so we bring it there. And last week, we were able to release 300,000 worth of medical supplies. Kasi meron tayong group from our Victory Metro Manila na mga doctors who went to Tacloban. They're there for almost 2 weeks already. Do pray. Doc Jojo is the one leading it from Ortigas. Actually, may sakit ngayon si Doc Jojo. No? He has fever now because of the virus. He's the one operating. May mga ina-amputate sila, mga paa, kamay, and everything. At last week, naubusan sila ng gouge, no? Gouge ba tawag? Gouge. Gouge. Gauge. Okay. Okay. Gauze. Sorry, ha? Walang ganun sa bahay. Anyway, okay. Naubusan sila, no? So, ang gamit nila, ano? Papel. Para pantakip, tapos tinitape na lang nila dahil wala na talaga. No, so they were calling us and asking. So we were able to deliver some medical supplies and kits for them already. And also, we're starting to rebuild. Some of our members are starting to rebuild their houses. Some are actually here. Wala silang matirhan. Walang source of income. Pastor Eugene and Ruth Ramirez were here this morning. They are senior pastors from Tacloban, and they shared to us the things that are going through and how we can pray and how we can help. And they're really thinking about a 6 month of really helping rebuild their city. So, wag natin po kalimutan, no? Sana hindi lang, kasi mawawala na yan sa Facebook, no? So we'll continue to make a call to help. Some of the families are now in Camp Aguinaldo, nandito lang sila sa city natin, no? So if you guys can coordinate, you could actually go there. We're trying to find ways to coordinate also with Camp Aguinaldo kung paano makatulong din yung church natin, no? So thank you again for those who gave their donations to our Yolanda efforts. Also, this week, I was in Victory Nova Liches. I think this was almost 10 days ago. The guy on the red is Pastor Richard. He's our pastor in Victory Nova. Alam niyo na saan yung Nova Liches, no? Mga 6 hours drive away lang from Metro Manila. Layo, no? Victory Nova, we are in the top floor of the Robinson's Nova Liches. Our church is growing. In fact, they started a new service again, a Saturday service, because they filled up all their Sunday services already. They're running around 2,500 people, and their kids' church is growing. They just expanded their kids' church. And pinakita sa akin ni Pastor Richard yung kids' church. Sabi ko, Pastor Richard, six months from now, puno na ulit to. Medyo maliit ulit yung nakuha natin, but there's no space anymore. And it's actually a good problem for Pastor Richard. And so, pag nadayo kayo sa Victory Nova, no, you can visit Pastor Richard and the church there. Also, this is in Victory Metro East. Last week, sa Metro East po ako. Ganon din, grabe yung growth na nangyari sa church natin. No? Sa Metro East, they have whole services Sunday, almost full na lahat. In the afternoon, the 3 o'clock, the 5 o'clock, and the 7 o'clock, it's simultaneous. They have one in the worship hall and one in the cinema because they have to close the doors already. Then may closed door policy tayo, no? We're abiding to the law of the land para may safety lang, no? So what happens is, yung mga overflow na sa cinema. So may ibang pastor doon, may ibang worship team doon, and they do their worship there. So simultaneous. Pagpunta ko nga doon, nagulat ako kasi ang haba ng pila, papasok. Tapos, may cinema na, mahaba pa rin yung pila, may nasasarad pa. Sabi ko, grabe, jeep na lang kayo papunta dito, may lugar pa, may chair pa kami dito. Right? But I do hope one day that we'll also experience a good problem like that. Right? Just growing church. Also, I was in Victory Fort this Tuesday, did a financial seminar for them. And again, you know, we're doing these things because we, you know, most of the time kasi tingin natin, no, yung church, habol sa atin yung 10%. It's not true. Habol namin sa inyo 100%. Right? What I mean is we're concerned about all the money that you have, how you're going to manage it, and not just the 10% that you give to the Lord. Right? And we want to really deal with this holistically using the scripture on how we can handle our finances. And yesterday I was in Victory U-Belt. We have 500 students who attended, and some interesting questions about finances. And we're just glad that ang dami ring mga estudyante ngayon na exposed na on how to manage their money well. And so do pray that our nation really would have, the next generation would learn how to handle their wealth properly. All right, now let me just give you a review before we end our series. Week 1 and 2, we talk about it's not about the money, it's about the heart. It's a heart issue, not a money thing, right? Because if you look at scripture, say, God, laging pumupunta sa puso natin. Ano bang laman ng puso natin? Bakit ba natin ginagawa? Because it's not really about the money, it's about our heart. Second week, we showed to you the heart of the Father, that the heart of the Father is so generous, and what He wants to impart to us is not selfishness, but generosity. Pag makita natin yung scripture, hindi yun yung mga principles, oh, gagawin ko to para magkala, lalong dumami pera ko. Kundi, pinapakita niya yun dahil gusto niya pakita yung puso niya. Yung puso niya, He wants to bless us. He's a generous Father. He's a loving Father. He's a God who's wise. And He's a God who will give us good gifts, not bad gifts. So again, He shows to us His heart. Last week, we talked about it's not about the money, it's about managing God's purpose. So from the heart, we went to the hands. How do you manage the blessings that God gives you? Ang management pa lang, stewardship, according to scripture, it's not really about managing God's money, but managing God's purpose. In short, I can follow all the sound financial principles. Savings, investment, you know, set aside this, do that. Pero pag sinabi ni Lord, pamigay mo yan. Right? You give it away. Why? Because you are a manager, not just of the money, but the purposes of God. When God calls you to do something supernatural and sacrificial, you can do it. Why? Because you're a good asset manager. You're not the owner, you're the manager. Pinahawak lang sa'yo. So kung may gustong gawin si Lord dyan sa pera na yan, dapat makinig tayo sa may-ari ng pera, and we learn how to give away the money and be a good investor of the blessings that God gives us. Right? So today, we'll end our series and we'll look at generosity. That it's not really about the money, but really how we can better serve other people and advance the kingdom of God using the finances that we have. And again, I just want to reiterate, no, because most of the time we get so caught up with the principle that we forget about the person and work of Jesus Christ. Most of the time, kasi pag financial series, mahilig tayong kumuha lang ng principles. Ibig sabihin, oh yan, principle yan, maganda yan. I'll do it para kumita ako. Diba? Ah, I'll do this principle kasi babalik daw, sabi sa Bible. Those are good. Those are biblical principles. But I do hope your motivation is not to trust in the principle, but to trust in Jesus Christ. Diba? Kasi kundi, minsan, dyan nga yung mga tampo natin kay Lord. Oh Lord, ginawa ko naman yung principle na ganyan. Oh, binasa ko yung libro ni ganyan. Binasa ko yung libro ni ganyan. May principle siyang tinuro doon. Ginaya ko, ba't hindi nangyari? Diba? You can never trust the principle. Don't trust the principle. Trust Jesus. Right? Para yung ano, mga books on ano, on losing weight. Di ba? O yung principle na ganoon, yung principle na ganoon. Ginaya mo lahat. Hinalo-halo mo, kaya ang dami mo nakain. Di ba? And it doesn't work. And you go back, di ba? And you can actually question the principle. Kaya makita mo, this is the best diet book ever. Tapos next year, this is the best of the best. This is the bester of the bestest. Okay, parang ganoon. Di ba? This actually works. This doesn't work. No, don't trust the principle. Trust the person and work of Jesus Christ. Some of the things we'll teach here are actually principles. So it means look beyond the principle and look at who Christ is. Who is this God who actually blesses His people and commands His people to be good managers of the blessings that God has given us. So trust not the principle, but trust the person of Jesus Christ. Minsan kasi medyo nagiging technical tayo. We forget the heart. Ayaw mo naman technical, di ba? Hirap naman pag lahat ng ginagawa natin kay Lord technical. Eh, sabi sa manual, ganito eh. Diba, dapat ganyan. Ayaw niya naman yung naliligaw sa inyo. Technical, di ba? O, pag nakita kayo, o, sabi sa libro, sabihin ko, good evening. Di ba? What did you eat? Di ba? Tapos ayaw mo, di ba? Feel mo pag technical eh. Dapat pagdating sa pera, hindi tayo technical. Dapat kuha natin yung puso ni Lord. Kasi pag kuha mo yung puso ni Lord, mag-flow-flow ka eh. Di ba? Pero pag lahat technical, ito sabi, ito kasi sabi. So para kang robot, di ba? Para kang, di ba? Hindi mo alam kung anong dapat gawin talaga. So, sa totoo lang, walang formula sa giving, no? Let me share to you this. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 7, it says, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, you look at verse 6. Oh, di ba ano yan? Formula? Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now, God says, yes, that's right. But, look at this, verse 7. Each one, sabihin nyo, each one, must give as he has decided in his heart. This is something. God says, you know, you sow generously, you'll reap generously. But at the end of the day, it's not about the money. I want to talk to you as your father and you as my son or daughter. When you give, okay, you must decide in your own heart. Not reluctantly. Not under compulsion. Huwag daw pilit. Huwag yung, sige na nga, sabi kasi. Hindi, di bubukas yung langit eh. Kaya ako bibigay ito. Tatayft na nga. Bakit? Yun sabi sa Malakay 3:10 eh. Pero galit ka. Binibigay mo. Paglagay mo sa envelope, gusot-gusot pa talaga. Diba? But, reluctant. Now, kung ganun kasi ang ugali ng pagbibigay, sabihin ko sa inyo, huwag na kayo magbigay. Totoo. Kahit ramdam ko na nabawasan, huwag na lang kayo magbigay. Hindi pwede nakasimangot yung pera eh. No? Bible says, do not give reluctantly or under compulsion. Kailangan gawin eh. Napilitan ka ba forced? You're under compulsion. Or nagtatights ka, tapos katabi mo yung victory group leader mo, nakatingin. Tapos nire-record every week, no? Kaya ako umaalis, no? Pag nandiyan yung victory group leader mo. Di ba? Kasi ayaw, under compulsion eh. Sabi, no? You must decide in your own heart. Not reluctantly or under compulsion. Why? God loves a cheerful giver. God is looking at our hearts, not at our wallet. He says, I love a cheerful giver. Tutulong kayo, kunyari, gusto niyo tumulong sa Yolanda, tapos pilit kayo kasi lahat nagbigay, tapos ikaw lang hindi. Huwag kang magbigay. Kasi hindi cheerful giving yun eh. Di ba? Si Lord na bahala sa'yo. Ganyan yun. Right? But the principle behind it is that dapat, kasi wala nga formula sa giving, ibig sabihin, yung disposition natin napaka-importante when it comes to giving. How's your disposition in life? Yeah? Cheerful ka ba? Or pilit ka? Yeah? Pipilitan ka lang ba? Or ano lang, di ba? Sige na nga, di ba? Kasi pag gagawin nga, sabi ni Lord, you miss the whole point. It means you can sow generously, but if it's not cheerful, you miss the heart of giving. You lose the joy of giving. You lose the plan of why I want my children to give and why I want to give you my heart. You lose it. Why? Because it's under compulsion. It's reluctant. It's not cheerful. It's a hard thing. Kaya nga sabi ko, importante talaga sobrang disposition. Kamusta ang disposition mo pag nagbibigay ka? Are you doing it out of a cheerful heart or not? Now today we'll look at how I can be a cheerful, generous giver. Okay. In Matthew 14, verse 13 to 21, this is a familiar text. And there are actually four stories in the gospel, but we'll look at Matthew 4. Ito yung five loaves and two fish na may bata. Pero sa Matthew 4, sa Matthew 14, wala yung bata dito. So ibang angulo lang ng kwento, but the same storyline. In verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard what happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed the sick. The background of this text was, kakamatay lang ni John the Baptist, pinsan ni Jesus, malungkot siya. He went to a solitary place. He wanted to be alone. But when he saw the crowds following him, he looked at the crowd, he had compassion on them.
Again, we see here, even in the introduction of this story, you see yung disposition ni Lord. Pagod na, pero na nakita yung crowd, nagkaroon ng compassion. Grabe talaga yung puso ni Lord. Nakikita niya tayo. You know? Hindi man hit si Lord. He knows what people are longing for and yearning for, and he knew he had to minister to them. Even though he was tired, he was in a season of weeping and grieving, but he says, I think I need to preach here. Bait ni Lord. He had that compassion. Tama yung disposition sa buhay. The emotions that he had at the time, even though it was so hard, he knew he had to give. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. So, gabi na, siguro, preach si Lord, mahaba yung preaching niya, tuwa yung mga tao, ayaw umalis. Gabi na, wala namang kotse, walang flashlight. Diba? So, hirap, no? Sabi ng mga disciples, Lord, gutom na yung mga tao. Pwede bang paalisan na natin? Punta na lang sila sa ibang barangay, kuha muna silang pagkain kung gusto na bumalik. Sure. Sabi ni Jesus, hindi pwede, gutom na yan. Pakainin natin yan. Eh Lord, hindi tayo nag-budget dito. Hindi natin napag-usapan to sa meeting. Saan ko kukunin yan? Pero since advance kami, Lord, kumuha kami dito, may ulam kami dito, 5 loaves and 2 fish. But the disciples was actually saying, it's impossible. We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we're feeding 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So you count women and children, let's say they have one child policy because Jesus was in China at this time, right? Dala ka lang, all right. That's 15,000 minimum. Right? 15,000 minimum. Pag nasa Pilipinas to, mga 3-4 to hanggang 5. Okay? Or 6 pa. Okay, kung wala magawa, 10. Alright? Ang dami nito, mga 30,000 people to. So it's impossible. You have 5 loaves and 2 fish. How can you feed them? Hindi nyo pa natanong kung anong isda yan. Nung ni-research ko, dilis. Hindi, laka lang. Hindi man lang fish crackers eh, no? So it's impossible. How could you do it? So sabi ng mga disciples, Lord, ano ka ba? 5 loaves, 2 fish to. Dito kasha. Which is true. Siguro kung ako yan, yun din siya, Lord naman, loko mo ako, Lord. 5 loaves, 2 fish to. 30,000 people yan. How can we feed? Now, it's really limited. Limited actually kung tayo lang. Pero pag na kay Lord yan, it can actually go supernatural. There could be multiplication that could happen. Right? And so, yun yung problema nila. Yung mga disciples, takot, di ba? Anong gagawin natin? Alam mo, makita mo yung mga taong ganon, yung medyo pagdating sa pera, sobrang calculated, tapos walang faith involved. Yung lengguahe nila iba. Laging takot, laging feeling mo naubusan. Tama ba? Kasi nga walang faith eh. So iba yung language sa bahay. Laging, oh tipid ha? Oh wag na. Yeah. Fasting tayo. Okay. Yeah. Diba? Diba? Iba yung language eh. Hindi pinag-uusapan yung savings, hindi na pag-usapan yung pera, tahimik lang mag-asawa, never pinag-usapan ng pera, kaya nagkagulo-gulo ang pera. Iba kasi ang lingwahe, ibang kultura. Pagkamali, pag wala yung ano, walang faith factor pagdating sa finance, hindi pinag-pray, wala lang, go through the motions lang, hanggang mamaya, baon na kayo sa utang. Tapos away na, stress na, doon na. Laging pag-usapan ng pera, pag mag-asawa, nag-away na. Di ba? Or kundi, hihingi. Alright? So, dapat pinag-usapan yan. Dapat pinag-pray yan. Di ba? So, you know, the same way, no, when I was reading this, growing up, you know, we were actually never poor. I never tasted poverty. We grew up well provided for. Pero grabe yung lingwahe ko. When I was single, in fact, my mom came to a point, siguro na puno na yung mami ko. Ano ka ba? Ba't ka ba ganun magsalita? Pagalitan ako. Kasi, at the time I was working, I had money, di ba? And ang language ko palagi sa kanya, mawala na akong pera. Oh, mahirap ko talaga. Hindi tulad nyo, yaman nyo. Hindi nyo tinataas ang sweldo ko. Di ba? Yung mga ganun, mga parinig. Tapos palagi ganun. Di ba, kung may bibilin, oh, uy, bumili ka naman ng damit, wala ka ng damit. Di, wala akong pera. Ang pera eh. Tingnan mo yung sapatos ko, mama. Wala na ako. Pero tanda ko na nito, ha? 1920 na ako. Ganun yung lengguwahe ko. Feeling ko kasi lagi maubusan. So tabi ako ng tabi ng pera. Pero nasa utak ko, poverty mindset. Poverty mentality. Yeah. Pero laki-laki ko, taba-taba. Yeah.
Wala na akong makain. Itong nakikita mo, ma, pancit canton to, tsaka junk food.
Di ba? Di ba? Iba yung language eh. Pag wala kang faith, tapos hirap ka mamigay ng pera. Calculated ka, ikapo. Hindi ika, di ba? Hindi ika 12 yan, ikapo lang yan. Okay? Parang issue sa'yo palagi kung magbibigay ka pa ba o hindi. Hindi cheerful. Calculated lahat. Yeah. Di ba yung iba, daming nagtatanong, ano ba, magta-tithe ba ako sa gross or sa net? Sa totoo lang ngayon, wala akong pakialam kung saan kayo magta-tithe, kung sa gross or sa net. Bahala kayo kay Lord. Basta sabi ni Lord, decide what's in your heart, but be a cheerful giver. Yeah. Simangot ka, nagbibigay ka sa gross, di magbigay ka ng net. Dali, no? Solution. Yeah. Ibig sabihin, kung mali puso mo, eh, mahirap talaga magbigay. And so, at the time, ganun yung language ko. Yes, I'm poor, you know. I need more money. Paano ako maliligaw niyan? Looks ko kasi, hindi enough eh. So, I needed money. Ngayon pala, misis ko, tumitingin lang pala sa, ano, sa body. Yeah! Alright! Saan na ako? Nawawala na ako, parang in the flesh na to. Okay. In short, I was not getting the heart of God. I was so focused on me, on what I can get. And so when I give, it doesn't make any mathematical sense. Why would I give? I'm praying for more. Why would I give? Lord, okay na yun. 10%, ni-require mo na yan. O sige, bigay ko na yan. Pero ba't pa ako dadagdag? Okay na yan, Lord. Happy ka na dapat dyan. Hindi ko kasi nakuha yung puso. You know, it changed. And the same way in the story, it changed. When the disciples were saying, no, we're so limited. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. In John, it's actually the lunch of a boy. He had 5 loaves and 2 fish. So that was the only thing they have. So sabi nila, how can we feed 15,000 people? There's no way we can feed it. Now in verse 18, we'll see how it changed. It says, bring them here to me, Jesus said. Now this might be a verse we read through, but I think this is where the heart is. The tipping point of the supernatural. Jesus said, bring them here to me. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Sabi nila, bigay mo sa akin. Bring them here to me. And I believe God is inviting us to bring our finances to Him. Hey Lord, maliit na nga. Kaya nga maliit na nga yan. Bigay mo nang sa Kanya. Kasi pag kinain mo pa yan, lalong liliit yan. Di ba? Or mawawala. Bring them here to me, He said. It is when you surrender your finances to the Lord that something supernatural happens. Now, I cannot explain. But really, something supernatural happens. I just have to say it. You start to see money in a new light and perspective. Now, when I say supernatural, hindi ibig sabihin, bigla kang yayaman. Kasi iba, ganun na agad eh. Yeah. 5 loaves, 2 fish, binigay ko kay Lord. Dumami. Hindi. Baka yung iba, yung supernatural sa atin, papago yung mindset mo. Kita mo yung pera. Uy, pera lang pala yan. Ay, si Lord pala nagpro-provide. Ay, hindi ko pala abilidad, kundi abilidad ni Lord to provide. Changes. I've talked to some of our businessmen here. Some had multi-million businesses, now bankrupt. You talk to them. What's one lesson you learn? Almost common denominator. Pera lang yan. Mas marami pang importante sa buhay. Why? They've been there. They've been up. They've been down. Now they see the perspective. It changed. In fact, most of the people, a lot of our businessmen are here today because they lost their business. Nung di namin kilala, milyonaryo. Nung kilala na namin, wala nang pera. So di na kami nakatikim ng libre. Okay. Pero yun yung point eh. Gusto, pakita ni Lord, hindi yan kasi yung provider mo. Hindi yung negosyo mo. Bring them here to me. Give it to me. I'll be the one to take care of it. You know, it changed when I was single at the time. I was working in our family business. We were in the textile industry. Ahente ako ng tela noon. Okay? Fashion industry, okay? And so, at the time, for 1 year, imagine mo, for 1 year na nagtatrabaho ko, never namin na-reach yung target sales namin. So one time I attended our Pastor Jiray was preaching. He's now the Bishop of Victory Philippines, one of the bishops. And he preached about tithes and offering. And it was the first time I heard it in a different light. He says, when you tithe, you give 10%, what is required of you. When you go beyond the tithe, you start becoming generous. See, at the time I thought, when I tithe, I'm generous. Hindi pala. Something that's required of me. Right? Di ba kung meron naman kayong katrabaho sa office, tapos ginagawa niya yung ginagawa niya, hindi niya pwedeng pagyabang. O, ginawa ko to. Siyempre, binabayaran ka para gawin yan. It's something that's required. But to go beyond the tithes is moving in generosity. Sabi ko, wow, ngayon ko lang na ano yun ah. Kaya nga sabi ko dati, prior to that preaching, I was so calculated. And then I decided, I think I get the heart of God. God is trying not just to test my wallet, but my heart. So we decided, me and my sister actually decided to become more generous and go beyond the tithe. That month, we decided the next month, our parents called us and said, we're implementing a new rule para tumaas ang sales natin. Sabi niya, you'll now have a quota every month. And my dad, being a wise businessman, gave a quota that we've never reached for almost 2 years. Utak, no? Sabi niya, pag na-reach niyo yung quota, may commission kayo. And the commission was a certain percentage. So, we took the challenge since ganun din naman eh. Hindi naman kami, we were not hitting the target. So hindi ko pa nakoconnect ang dalawa na I was giving generously and now my dad started this new commission basis thing. You know, that year, out of the 12 months, almost 9 or 10 months, we reached our quota. Supernatural kung paano nangyari yun. Sales started coming in. And we started actually getting more money, income. And we start getting more generous because when we said, ha, grabe, bumalik nga ah. Paano nangyari to? Imposible, kumota tayo. Parang hallelujah after 1 year plus. We've never done this and now it happened. So we started giving more and more. And it actually came back more and more. So parang, wow, Lord, it is you showing that look, if you put your faith in me, if you test me in this, you'll see my hand work. You'll see the supernatural happen. It's like our 5 loaves and 2 fish. There was no way, earthly way, we can reach the quota because we've never reached it for how many years. And now, it came that year. Nag-boom yung business. Naging masaya din kami. At saka yung wallet namin tumaba because of that. You see, kasi yung misconception natin, 10% belongs to the Lord. 90% belongs to me. Excuse me. Sabi sa Matthew, bring them here to me. Hindi sinabi ni Lord, yung 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5 loaves, give 0.05 of that loaf to me, and 0.02 of that fish. No. He said, bring 100% to me. Kinuha ni Lord lahat. Hindi 10%. 100% belongs to the Lord. Means God is not after your wallet. It's after your heart. It's after everything you have. Bring them here to me. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples and the disciples gave them to the people. Ganda, no? Sabi ni Lord, upo lang kayo. Upo kayo. Wala kayong gagawin, maupo kayo. Because this is something supernatural. This is not something natural that could happen. This is supernatural. Tell them to sit down. And when he started giving thanks, the bread and the fish started to multiply supernaturally. So now they have to get baskets because it was overflowing. Lumalabas, nanganganak yung isda. Okay? Ewan ko paano nangyari yun, but it was supernatural. And the disciples started gathering everything and giving it away until everybody ate. You know, in our first few years of marriage, I think it was in our first year of marriage when we would have our budget review, We always do 2 budget review in our family, our mid-year budget review and December, our state of the C family address of how we are financially. And so, I think it was the first year, we were in Shangri-La, in a coffee shop in Shangri-La. Binuksan ko yung laptop ko. May kape kami. Budget. We look at our laptop, no exaggeration, almost 3 hours kami nandun sa coffee shop. Sabi namin, nakatitig na lang kami sa laptop eh. Okay, anong gagawin natin dito? Parang, Lord, kala namin pag tinitigan, lalaki yung figures eh. Hindi eh. We were trying to maneuver everything to actually make it fit. But it can't. There was no way. Came to a point, yung clothing budget namin, 50 pesos pa. Parang isang ukay-ukay per month. Di ba? Yung sale pa yun, na ukay-ukay. Hindi yung brand new. Okay? Brand new. Unang brand new na ukay-ukay. Na. Okay. New arrival. Yeah! Yung mga tamawa nag-ukay-ukay. Baka magkita tayo sa kubaw niya. Na. Anyway. So, paano to? But I remember something that we decided upon. It was the first 4 things. Number 1, no matter how small this is, we're going to give 10% to the Lord. 2nd thing was our generosity percentage. Set aside certain percentage to go beyond the tithe. 3rd was savings. We will save. I know this is like 5 loaves and 2 fish, but we will save the tail of the fish, right? And investment. 4 yan. Ako pa ngayon nag-give up. Honey, palitan na natin. Buti na lang, misis ko matikas. Hindi, hindi pwede. Yan yun. Fix yan. 4 na yan. We will not move that. We'll give, first priority. 2nd, we'll give away. We give to God, we give to other people. 3rd, we pay ourselves through savings and investment. And all the other na natira, paghati-hatian natin yan. Kaya kami 3 hours. Hindi namin alam paano gagawin. But we said, even in the seasons when there was no income, we had to take a stand and say, no, this is where we'll put it. You know how much was our tithes and offering and our yung first 2 namin? It's 5 loaves and 2 fish, literally. Sobrang liit. But we said, no, we'll be faithful here. God will provide for us. Now, looking at it now, it's been 9 years of miracle, of supernatural provision. And we were recounting our early dating years on our first year, in our first 3 years of marriage. Kung meron kaming celebration, we'll go. I don't know if you know this restaurant, Tramway Garden Buffet. At that time, it was 168 pesos. All you can eat, sweet and sour pork. Ganito kalit yung pork, pero yung arinang, sarap, oh. Ewan ko paano na ginagawa. Kumikita sila doon, ang dami namin kinakain. Hindi pa balugi ito. Di ba? Ang dami namin kinakain noon. Tuwan-tuwa na kami noon. Parang, Lord, thank you, Lord. Di ba? Pagka may maganda nangyari, Tramway, Tramway. It was okay. God was building something in our hearts. God was building contentment in our hearts. And so we said, Lord, if it means sacrificing on some things and never get to eat in the hotel and our buffet is Tramway, so be it. But we're not compromising on our giving. We're going to give to you because you are our source and you are our provider. God knew we had 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's not a lot, but it was something we cheerfully gave away. Saya kami nung nagbibigay kami. Masakit pero masaya. So we're giving this. During the time that we had no building yet, our movement was, I think, around 4,000, 5,000 people at the time. We had 2 million pesos in the bank. And then Pastor Steve was praying, kung kailan pwedeng bigay yung... Pastor Steve wanted to give away some money to other churches, though we only had 2 million at the time. When the leadership team of our movement prayed, they felt like God wanted them to give away half of the 2 million, 1 million pesos, to another church. And so they gave it away. Pastor Steve said this during the meeting when he gave away that 1 million. He said, what we have is not even a dot compared to what to our needs. We might as well sow to a ministry we trust and know. Ang laki ng expenditures natin because we were a growing church of 5,000 and we only had 2 million pesos in the bank and we gave away half. Why? Pastor Steve knew 2 million won't get us anywhere. Why not give away half and sow generously to other ministries and let God provide for our ministry? Yung bata, pag iniisip mo na binigay niya yung lunch niya, parang sinasabi niya, dinideclare niya, my lunch is small, but my God is big. Siguro 90% sa atin dito, yung lunch natin, maliit lang. Compared to our needs, our lunch is actually small. Give it to God. Not 10, everything. Give it to God. Lord, this is my lunch. My sky flakes won't make me full. I'm giving this to you, Lord. Lord, I know you are my provider. I know you are the one who can multiply this, not me. I've done everything. Dapat cheerful ang disposition. Pag alam mo kasi si Lord provider, cheerful ka dapat. Saya. Hindi malungkot, hindi pilit. Walang pagsisisi. The right disposition when it comes to giving actually positions us to be blessed and be a blessing to others. Tingnan mo verse 20. What happened? Dahil binigay nila eh. So yung mga disciples, ibang disposition. Kulang. Itong boy, no? Here's my lunch. Different disposition. Here's the result. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Nagtira pa ng 12 baskets. Siguro to remind the disciples, but ganun kayo mag-isip? Buti pa yung bata, binigay yung lunch niya. Kayo hindi, baka lang. Hindi ako sure. Baka balikan ako sa langit ni Peter. No? I'm not sure, but it's a reminder that, hey, I'm providing for you, for each and every one of you who might have a wrong thinking when it comes to giving. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. The lunch was multiplied in the hands of God. But you know, kailan nangyari nun? Let's go back to the heart of the verse. When Jesus said, bring them here to me. Bigyan niyo sa akin. I think God wants to invite each and every one of you to bring it to Him. 100%. I'm not saying give 100% of your money, no. Pero yung disposition nyo. Bring it to Him. Be cheerful in your giving. Let me now connect. When we had 2 million pesos in the bank, we gave away 1 million. Now, it came a time we had to build our church at the fort. It was a 300 million project. So every month, nakakat yan kung magkano kailangan. At the time, we had again 2 million pesos in the bank. And I could vividly remember this when Pastor Joey was sharing this. That Pastor Joey and Pastor Steve were in the car. They were so quiet. Their face were downcast. We had 2 million pesos. And the next week, we had a 20 million pesos due billing for the building. There was no way we could get 18 million in less than 5 days. Doon sila sa kotse, nagkatinginan sila. Sabi ni Pastor Steve kay Pastor John, what will we do? Sabi ni Pastor John, I don't know. Feeling ko, baka makulong na sila eh. No? Walang pera, wala kang bibigay. The movement needed 18 million. The whole church needed 18 million at the time. And at the time, ang dami na nagsanla ng kotse, jewelry, lahat. In short, piga na tayo. We were not yet as big before. And people were giving sacrificially, but all we could give was just 2 million. There's 2 million left in the bank. 18 million in the next 7 days, 5 working days. Impossible. I remember they prayed in that car and says, let's believe God for this. On that week, prior to pay, something happened. One of the friends of Pastor Steve, an American, was in a plane not part of Victory, but part of our bigger movement. He was in a plane, and during the plane ride, he heard a voice saying, give $100,000 to the ministry of Pastor Steve in the Philippines. So sabi niya, okay Lord, solve. Now, somewhere during the flight, he heard another voice. He said, make it $200,000. Okay, sure. Somewhere in the middle of the flight, Holy Spirit spoke again and says, give $500,000 to Pastor Steve's ministry in the Philippines. He said, when will the flight end? Nagbago na naman, no? So he said, okay, I'll give $500,000. The plane landed, $500,000. It was decided. When he was getting his luggage, the Lord told him this. He says, you're not hearing me. Give $1 million to Pastor Steve, his ministry in the Philippines. That was around 25 million pesos at the time. He called up Pastor Steve and said, Pastor Steve, I don't know what this voice is, but it's been nagging me. And can I ask for your bank account? I'd like to deposit $1 million to what you're doing there in the Philippines. Galing ni Lord, no? When we had nothing, when we had 5 loaves and 2 fish, we gave it away. And now when we were in need, God was there to provide. Again, it goes back. Don't trust the principle. Walang principle doon eh. It's actually a heart of generosity, not the principle. We just gave. Paano na-calculate na 50% na bigay? Wala. Narinig lang kay Lord. Paano naging 1 million? May principle ba doon? Oh, dapat pang 5 beses na nagsalita yung Holy Spirit, yun yung tamang. Hindi. Walang formula eh. Pero pag may sinabi si Lord, di ba? Obey. Why? And give out of a cheerful heart, not under compulsion, not reluctantly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Bring your finances to the Lord. Bring them here to me. Have the right disposition as you give your finances to the Lord and say, Lord, these are my 5 loaves and 2 fish. I surrender it to you. You be the one to provide. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for being a generous God. Lord, I thank you because time and time again, Lord, you remind us that our source of provision is not our work. It's not our paycheck. It's you. Lord, that you don't want us to trust the principles, but you want us to trust the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that starting today, hindi kami tumingin, Lord, sa mga tactics, tips, secrets. But we would look to you. Lord, that we would ask the heart of God, the generous heart of God. Lord, that we would have that same heart. And Lord, that our disposition in giving, Lord, may not be reluctant or under compulsion, but we will be cheerful in our giving. Lord, even as we've declared, you are our all, you are everything that we need, pray that we'll be able to live it out. Lord, that these are not mottos or nice quotable quotes that we say. May it be something that we will actually live and believe in and walk in. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, here in this room. I pray that you make us generous because we know that you were first generous to us. And Lord, the reason we can give is because of your infinite goodness and love, not because of our goodness. It's because you're so good to us. So I pray that there will be a change of mindset, a change of heart. That when we look at our finances, we'll be just like that boy. Lord, I know this is small. It's 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's a small lunch. But I have a big God. And Lord, I give everything to you. I give my heart to you. Not just my wallet, my heart. I surrender. And Lord, if there are opportunities for me to give, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would Lord, that my heart would be cheerful. Cheerful to obey. And say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to give. I want to advance your kingdom. I want your glory to be seen, Lord, through my financial life and my giving. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Bless this church, Lord. I thank you for the generosity of this church. And I do pray, Lord, na magtuloy-tuloy pa. Lord, more than just asking and believing God for prosperity for this church, I pray that this church will be Christ-like. Lord, that the goal of Christianity is not prosperity, but Christ-likeness. So I pray, Lord, that we will be Christ-like in our finances, in our management of the blessings that you give us, and even in our generosity in giving, that Christ may be seen in what we do. Lord, I know this month will be tested. Darating yung 13th month, yung 14th month. Lord, before we become entitled and say, pinagpaguran namin to, Lord, may we ask first, Lord, what do you want me to do with your money? This is your money. So I pray, Lord, use us. Change our hearts from this day on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a big hand. All right. Before we dismiss, I want you to stand up. I want us to do something today. I want to pray in faith. I know some of you, you're also having a hard time in your finances. Some of you are believing God for financial breakthrough. I believe God wants to bless you also. Ask, seek, and knock, the Bible says. Right? And so I want to pray for you. If you're here today, you're saying, you know, I want the Lord to just increase my finances. At the same time, as He's changing my heart so I could manage my finances well, I'm praying for financial breakthrough to happen over my life and my family. Just lift up your hands if that's you. I want to pray for you. And let's just believe that the floodgates of heaven will open. Lord, you said, ask and it will be given. Seek and we'll find. Knock and the door will be open. And you repeated it time and time again and give us 7 promises out of the text that when we ask, we'll receive. When we seek, we find. If we knock, it will be open. So today, Lord, we ask, seek, and knock for the blessings of God to flow upon our lives. Lord, I pray that you would make our hands productive. Make our work productive. Lord, that we would be hard-working people of God. Lord, who would be good stewards of the blessing of the opportunities given to us. That we will not be lazy, Lord, but we would add value, Lord, to where we're put. So that, Lord, they would start recognizing our work output and even add more value to us. Lord, I pray for promotion. Lord, I pray, Lord, for an increase, Lord, of income, Lord, among your people today. Lord, and even pray as the prosperity comes, it will not destroy us, but it will make us all the more humble so that we will be a blessing to other people. Lord, we know, Lord, that, Lord, it's not even, Lord, if we'll be blessed or not, we're blessed already. And Lord, I pray that even as the finances would come, Lord, hindi kami masishake, Lord, yung faith namin hindi masishake. Hindi kami masisira, Lord, but we would trust all the more in you and use the finances that you would bring to us to be a blessing to other people. Lord, even this coming Christmas, Lord, even as the money would flow in, Lord, in our ATM and in our payroll, I pray, God, that we would be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord, that this is not our money, this is your money. And Lord, where do you want us to invest? And Lord, I pray at the same time, Lord, that a certain percentage of the money that you give us, Lord, that we'll be able to enjoy it and there will be no trouble to it. Lord, that we would really, Lord, enjoy the fruit of our labor. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.